beautiful Chloris, too, I saw, whom Neleus once married for her beauty, after making countless gifts, the youngest daughter of that Amphion, son of Iasus, who once held sway at Minyan or Cumanus. She was the queen of Pylos and bore Neleus' famous children, Nestor and Chromius and Periclymenus the headstrong. And beside these she bore that stately Pyrrho, the marvel of mankind, whom all her neighbors wooed. But to none would Neleus give her, save to him who should drive from Phylace the crook-horned, broad-browed kine of haughty Iphiclus, and dangerous kine were they. A blameless seer alone would undertake to drive them, but cruel doom of God prevented, harsh bonds and clownish herdsmen. Yet after days and months were spent, as the year rolled and other seasons came, then haughty Iphiclus released him on his telling all the oracles. The will of Zeus was done. Leda I saw, the wife of Tyndarus, who bore to Tyndarus two stalwart sons, Castor the horseman and Polydeuces, good at boxing. These in a kind of life the nourishing earth now holds, and even beneath the ground they have from Zeus the boon that today they be alive, tomorrow dead, and they are allotted honors like the gods. Iphimedeia I saw, wife of Alois, who said she had been once loved by Poseidon. She bore two children, but short-lived they proved. Otus the godlike, and the far-famed Ephialtes, whom the fruitful earth made grow to be the tallest and most beautiful of men, after renowned Orion. For at 9 years they were 9 cubits broad, and in height they reached 9 fathoms. Therefore they even treated the immortals with raising on Olympus the din of furious war. Asa they strove to set upon Olympus, and upon Asa leafy Pelion, so that the heavens might be scaled. And this they would have done, had they but reached their period of full vigor, but the son of Zeus, whom fair-haired Leto bore, destroyed them both, before below their temples the downy hair had sprung and covered their chins with the fresh beard. Phaedra and Procris, too, I saw, and beautiful Ariadne, daughter of the wizard Minos, whom Theseus tried to bring from Crete to the slopes of sacred Athens. But he gained naught thereby. Before she came, Artemis slew her in sea-girt Dia, prompted by the report of Dionysus.